It was just after 11 when the rocket carrying Tim Peake blasted off.
Ignition. Second service tower separation.
It was exciting and thrilling to see him go up to space and go into the International Space Station.
I'm scared of heights, so I don't think I'd ever go to space. But I think many other people, when they see what Tim Peake's done, they'll be inspired and they'll want to follow his career.
The 43-year-old's wife and two sons, 6-year-old Thomas and Oliver, who's 4, were at the Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan to see him head into the sky. He gave a thumbs up as his spacecraft completed its first booster stage. Helen McKenzie, who's head teacher here, thinks the event will inspire her pupils.
It's engaging their minds to think and reach out for things that they can make happen. That's what Tim's done for everybody today. And because Tim is such a very humble, very human guy, our youngsters can relate to that and also make them think, this is possible because I too can do this.
They've also got a link with the astronaut, exercising alongside him. Heather McRae, who works for the UK Space Agency, explains.
He's going to be exercising for 2 hours a day while he's on the space station. And it's a bit of a lonely place to be exercising. So what he wants to do is actually have the whole of the British public exercising alongside him.
Tim Peake's making history with this journey, and Professor Tim O'Brien from the Jodrell Bank Observatory in Cheshire tells us he's been through 6 years of training.
They've lived in caves for several days at a time, I think, to put them in this sort of claustrophobic conditions. They've put them on these big centrifuge things where they spin them around and around and around to feel the extra force of gravity they'd feel when the rocket takes off.
He'll now spend the next 6 months carrying out dozens of experiments as he orbits 240 miles above the Earth.